More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Bonnie Norris. We've been revisiting a series on entrepreneurship this week on Lake Effect. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Benz wasn't setting out to do a story on entrepreneurship when she left for the North Woods in April. She was planning to do a story then on the debate over a proposed iron ore mine. But while she was in Ashland, she found herself introduced to the creator of a company that fills a unique niche in, of all things, the feminine hygiene realm. We'll let Susan take it from here.
It was an organic process, word of mouth, that led me to meet Lucy Daum. And Daum's company, which she co-owns with her sister Lydia, is nothing if not organic, starting with its home.
We're repurposing an old building that would have otherwise been torn down.
A noble circa 1900 brownstone, Wilmarth by name, punctuated by a steeple and a huge arched window. It served as a bastion of elementary education in Ashland for nearly a century.
My sister and my brother and I all live here, and then the business is on the first floor.
Daum, wearing a funkily mismatched vintage peasant blouse and self-created skirt, a magenta scarf encircling her dark hair, says her family migrated from south-central Wisconsin to the shores of Lake Superior in 1991.
We're in my studio right now. We do a lot of designing of accessories like hats and bags.
Her father, a builder of lutes and harps, envisioned teaching others his craft within these walls. Although her dad's dream didn't pan out, Lucy Daum Design has. Sprouting from her lifelong love of putting needle to fabric, Daum says her mother inspired her.
She really liked making clothing, and she did all our outfits and was very meticulous, careful, perfect sewer. And she was a musician. She played the lute, and she did a lot of concerts. So she made herself, I remember, this really beautiful kind of wine-colored, floor-length, imperial velvet gown. And I think it was that dress. I just decided, like, I had to be able to do that.
And do it, she did, starting at age 3.
The first things I was making were, like, outfits for my dog, Tulip.
When a couple of younger sisters came along, Daum transitioned from canine to human subjects.
I really loved making things for them. I definitely wrecked a lot of material, but my mom was really patient and very just really helpful. She never scolded me if I wrecked something. She was always just, you know, whatever I needed, she was going to help me with. And it just has been with me my whole life.
By age 9, she was selling her wares, little felt ponies she called Appaloosies. In her teens, Daum gravitated to clothing and costumes. By her late teens,
for some reason, I just really loved the hats, and I just started making a lot of those.
Today, her high-ceilinged workspace is chocked full of colorful bolts of fabric. Nothing goes to waste.
A lot of the hats and bags, I'll use reclaimed fabric, vintage fabric, and we pretty much use every last little scrap.
She points to bins below the huge cutting table.
The small scraps go in here, and then bigger scraps go in there. There's a woman across the street that makes quilts, so she comes and gets stuff. All the organic material we compost. This is like our compost fabric bucket. Some of the hats that we do, they're undyed and organic fabrics, so we can actually put it in our compost, which is nice. And some of the gut material for the party pants.
You heard it right, party pants. That's short for
party in my pants.
Daum's venture into a feminine hygiene product, an absorbent, reusable cloth pad, which she describes as the epitome of an eco-happy alternative, came rocketing out of left field. Initially, back in 1999, she designed the product for herself.
Because I was allergic to disposables, and they caused a lot of irritation and just a lot of problems every month. And my grandma said that she made her own cloth pads, so I decided to try it out. So there is this like undercurrent of, you know, it never really dying out. It just wasn't talked about. And, you know, maybe in people's minds became easier to use something that you just throw away.
Daum shared her experiment with her sisters. She has 3 of them, along with close female friends.
I like them so much that I made them for all my girlfriends and all my sisters. And
they gave them a try and raved.
I started to get a lot of pressure from all those people, like, these should be in stores.
In 2002, Daum took the plunge and introduced Party in My Pants to her existing client base.
Because I was already selling my hats in food co-ops, like health food stores and that kind of place, it was very easy to just say, hey, I made a new product, you like it, and no one, you know, even batted an eye.
Daum says Whole Foods in Milwaukee carries her party pants. But is there really a demand for a reusable feminine hygiene pad? Back in Milwaukee, I went looking for an answer.
Okay, I have to admit it. I wondered, would I actually find the product on the shelf? So I headed over to the Whole Foods on Milwaukee's east side, went to the proper department, and there it was before my eyes, six neat little boxes lined up. But I found out the person I needed to talk to, Kara Glass, wasn't in. So I gave her a call the next morning.
My name is Kara Glass, and I'm the Marketing and Community Relations Specialist for Whole Foods.
Glass says hers is not the only Whole Foods that carries Party in My Pants.
It was a regional decision to bring the product into the stores, and the reason that it was brought in was based upon demand for the product. People were basically so interested in it because it's an environmentally friendly product, and we had a lot of customers that were asking for it. We have had it in the store for several years, and it does very well.
Today, Party in My Pants sales surpass those of Daum's hats by more than a 9-to-1 ratio. Sliced a different way, Lucy Daum Design made $240,000 profit last year, almost three times as much as in its pre-party pants days. 60% of its sales are cha-chinged online by individual customers. Daum says there's several reasons for that success. She, along with her sister partner, maintains a lean team, two full and two part-time employees. They produce and ship everything in-house.
We all are sort of multi-talented, and we'll just pick up the slack and like work in production or package things in the other room or shipping.
Daum admits she's occasionally planted in front of a sewing machine late into the night to keep up with demand, but is cautious about taking on more employees until the time is right.
I think we could in the next, you know, year or so take on a few more people. We don't like to gamble very much. We like to be really sure about things and we don't want to get ourselves into a situation where we'd have to let people go.
But back to the party pants phenomenon. Daum says it does the job and accommodates different needs.
We actually have 11 sizes from
wow.
The thong pad all the way up to the postpartum pad.
Daum builds interest among her loyal customers by introducing a new fabric every week. That cultivates online buzz. Daum herself is a bit mystified at the sheer enthusiasm of her loyal customers.
People come back every month on our internet.
Like, they're sort of addicted, let's face it.
They're pretty addicted. Sometimes I don't even know where they put them all, even though they're quite small.
Daum still thrills, as she did at age 3, to cut into a fresh bolt of gorgeous fabric and see what she can make of it. Apparently, her customers share her enthusiasm. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. She introduced us to Lucy Daum, who, along with her sister Lydia, owns and operates Lucy Daum Design in Ashland, Wisconsin. The company fabricates a number of intriguing products, one called Honeysuckle. You'll have to discover its function on your own. There is a link from WUWM.com/lakeeffect to help you out. Well, it's not quite lunchtime, but our next segment is sure to have you thinking about eating soon. A juicy conversation about one of our favorite menu items comes your way in just a moment when Lake Effect returns.